Bruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Gezer HaShemshin. Our shir is for a schus and refuah shalema for Tinuk ben Ruchama Brandel, Elisheva Esther bas Shifra Nechama, Sarah bas Pina, Tinuk ben Shira Yehudis. Also, for Besuros Tavos, for Sarah Edel, Bas Elisheva Miriam, may we hear Besuros Tavos, Bekarov, Bekarov. Our shir is on the words, V'yosis Limodi Chesed Ve'emes. Do for me, Chesed, in truth, Al Nosik Bereini B'Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu says, do not bury me in Mitzrayim. Rashi cites the Chazal, Chesed she'oisinim amesim hu chesed shel emes. The chesed that one does with those no longer living is a true chesed, she'enu mitzapeh letashlum gmul, because they are not waiting on any reward. However, the Mefarshim asks the question, Rashi later comments, v'ani nosati lecha shchem achar alechecha, I have given you shchem, one more portion than your brothers, asher lokachti mi'aro amori becharbi bekashti, that I took from the Amori with my sword and my bow and arrow. Rashi tells us that because Yosef was personally oisek with the kfura, the burial of Yaakov, Yaakov gives him an extra inheritance for the future. So how can Rashi say that this is a chesed shel emes? Yosef was paid and received the reward. The Zerah Shimshon answers that Yaakov only commanded Yosef to be concerned about his burial, that he should not be buried in Mitzrayim. Yaakov did not command Yosef to be oisek personally in the kvura, in the burial. Yaakov didn't reward him for this. It was a chesed shel emes, a true chesed without hope of any reward. However, Yosef wanted to be moisef on the mitzvah, that he himself should be oisek, that he should be involved in the burial in order to heighten the honor, the covet of Yaakov. That's when Yaakov at the end of his days saw what the future was going to be, that Yosef was going to be involved in the kvura. He gave him an extra inheritance to increase his honor. We also learn that B'nai Yisrael took the bones of all the Shvatim when they left Mitzrayim. However, only by Atzmos Yosef does the Pasuk tell us, Vayikach Moshe es Atzmos Yosef Imoy, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Oisek in the Kfura of Yosef. Why was Yosef HaTzadik Zoche that Moshe Rabbeinu should be the one that was Oisek in his Kfura? The reason is because Yosef was personally oisek in the kfura of Yaakov Avinu. Years ago, I was sent on a special mission to Poland. There, I had the great zechus to visit the cemetery in Warsaw. In that cemetery are buried many tzaddikim and noshim tzidkaniyos. There was an elderly man who was on staff at the cemetery. He came over to me and wanted to share a few words. He said, Rabbi, I want you to know that during the Holocaust, I hid in this cemetery. The Nazis, Yimach Shemam Zichram, were afraid to come in because they thought that the tzaddikim, the saints, are going to protect us. And they were extremely superstitious and fearful. They fired shots, but they never entered into the cemetery. Since the cemetery, the Beis HaChaim saved my life, I dedicated my entire life to helping out in the Beis HaChaim. Be'ezer Hashem, we will be continuing with our Shir Nezer HaShimshon. May it be a schus that Be'ezer Hashem, all of the soldiers, all of the members of the Tzva Hagana Yisrael are successful in every mission, and that they return home safe and sound. and that all of the hostages be released immediately and return home safe and sound. I wish everyone me umke deliba, b'suros tovas, yeshuas, v'nechomos.